One of those is how CPS ended up with what became a de facto policy of marking some complaints to its child abuse hotline as not for investigation. More than 6,500 cases over 4 years wound up in an electronic dustbin.
I believe personally that there has been a break in the command, and we will get to the bottom of it. And somebody, or people, will be held accountable. We're not going to tolerate this.
The governor said she does not believe the problem originated with Clarence Carter, director of the State Department of Economic Security, the CPS parent agency. But she clearly wants to know where it did.
I think that we need a complete, full investigation. We need to know where all the bodies are buried, if you will. No pun intended. But we're not going to start attacking people until we know that we've got a basis to do that.
Gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder said those answers will come from a separate inquiry of CPS already being conducted by the State Department of Public Safety. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.